believe it or not, this could be the farm of the future. I'm standing in a warehouse on the side of the highway. We're not talking about cows or chickens. We're talking crickets. These aren't for your pets. These are for you and me to put in our mouths to eat. So this right here, this is a cricket farm.
Right.
They're in open cages.
Yeah.
This is not what I expected it would look like.
Were you thinking free range?
Yeah, free range cricket. When most people think of bugs, they think of a nuisance, not nutrients. Why is it so taboo here in the States?
It's not so much that it's taboo, it's just been unconsidered. There was the law in Maine that you couldn't feed prisoners lobster more than twice a week because it was considered inhumane, and now people pay $30 to $50 a pound for it.
This looks very different than, you know, the cattle farms that I drive by.
I mean, this is amazingly space efficient. You're using so many fewer resources to produce a pound of insects compared to a pound of soybeans or a pound of beef. Anything cold-blooded is always going to have an advantage in feed efficiency over something that's warm-blooded.
I definitely hear the chirping of the crickets.
Oh, yeah, right? I think it's very relaxing.
Right, no,
yeah,
it's kind of soothing.
Yeah.
How many pounds of protein are we talking about in this one farm here?
When they're all matured, about 3,000 pounds.
3,000 pounds of protein.
Yeah.